welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for January 26, 2025. I have a doozy of an email here, and to read it all would just take up our time, and I'm not going to do that. I want to have some time with you. But it is a very good question, and I think it deserves respect for being asked and a respectful answer. This is from Aaron. He does not tell me where he lives. He said, I've been listening to you recently. You are not like other teachers or ministers. I don't really know what you are. What do you think your responsibility is to the public in order to convey your message? It seems unorthodox and at times unkind. Could you please explain yourself? And then he goes into a litany of, you know, how I teach and all of that. And I've never met him, so I don't know. My responsibility, let's just go into that. We'll go into different things you've asked. My responsibility, Aaron, is to be true to what has happened to me, what has come into my life through the practice I speak of. And at times, this is just not a comfortable thing for people to hear. In fact, there is nothing comfortable about it. As Jesus said in the Gnostic Gospels, when you find, you will be troubled. It is difficult for me to give you mamby-pamby teachings and tell you everything's going to work out all right. It isn't going to work out all right. This world is very confused. It's very convoluted. It's filled with treachery, and it's filled with a lot of human beings that know not what they do. And that's the best I can say about that. They just simply know not what they can, what they do. So my responsibility is not to share with you philosophy. I'm not a philosopher, and I'm not interested in it. I am interested in the direct experience. I am interested in bringing you to a place where you have a direct experience and encounter with love. But this is not an easy thing to do because there is so much assumption and presumption about what love is and how this practice could bring you into love. It frightens people. There are two things that scare the bejesus out of people. The first is, of course, love. And the second is generosity. You put the two together and you have a 911 call that people don't want to hear about being generous. They think that generosity is something that they know about, that you just don't be generous. And generosity to me is about forgiveness and mercy. And you just don't give that to your enemy. You don't give that to anyone. You just don't do that. You have to protect yourself, and it's always a matter of protecting. And then there is the matter of what a person deserves and all that kind of junk, and it just doesn't coincide with the values of our society. We don't have a culture anymore, per se. All we have are ruthless entertainments. I was watching a football game the other day. Well, this is being recorded in December, but I watched a football game the other day, and they were showing this new Xbox garbage, I don't know how to describe it. It was ruthless violence in the video game. And when I was, in my 20s and 30s, we played Pac-Man. We had no idea that this kind of ruthless reality in a video game could be so pungent. It would never have dawned on me. I would never have been lured into it. And that's a part of my responsibility, is to share with you the consequences of your life when you are lured into the ugliness, the depravity of emotion and passion to kill, and to think that killing is okay, and that there's some sort of heroism in this killing, blah, 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 blah. This goes on and on and on in people. I have no antidote for it. You have to be done with it. You have to be sick of your sickness to overcome all of this. So my responsibility is to give you an alternative to conventional thinking and living and believing. And if that does not appeal to you, then it won't. This is not a teaching you can adopt. It is not something you go, oh, well, the way I am, that sounds pretty good. Let's give that a try. It doesn't work like that. You have to be drawn to it. You have to want love more than wanting what you think you love. And if you can't do that, which most people can't, then you're stuck with some pretty ugly things in your life, and you will be stuck with your DNA as a means for living. It will be ruthless. They can make a game out of it. They can make a lifestyle out of it. We can make it seem heroic and make it seem patriotic and all that other stuff that we like to believe in. But still, we miss. We miss the whole effort of what it means to live our life. Who'd have ever thought that people would be interested in packing a gun and going out into the world, the society, and having a gun on them? Who would have ever thought? And who would ever thought that anyone would ever come and hurt children in a school? Or anybody, for that matter. This is the world we live in. My responsibility is to share with you those things that make all that possible and the consequences of it. But you see, most people are not interested in that. Here's what's really going on, Aaron. People are interested in how to get away with it, how to do what they want to do and get away with it. You may be one of those, I don't know. But there is no way to get away with anything. In the end of our life, there are consequences. And how a person lives is defining their way of leaving their body one way or another. So it is very, very important that you understand that I am not touting here or selling a philosophy. I'm not selling a religion. Religion has done enough damage to this world. I am not here as a political consultant or anything like that. I am here as an alternative, and it's one where you have to take responsibility for your own life, but you must feel it. You must understand that there has to be that moment in you where you realize, I can't go on doing this. This isn't who I am. This isn't what I am. I can't go on thinking and doing what I'm doing and thinking I can get away with it, or that having a happy life, just being happy, is enough. The things that would make a person happy are not always those things that are healthy. There's a lot of mental illness, Aaron, in this world, a great deal of it. I would say most of our population is mentally ill. So if you really want to get into it, that's really what it's about with me. I'm not a popular teacher. I never will be. But then again, you know, somebody's got to do this work, and it's got to be presented. And then when I leave this earthly life, maybe somebody will hear it. Maybe somebody will pick it up and take it into their world and share it with people. I help very few people in the teaching aspect. I do hospice. I work with kids. I do a lot of charity work, but that's just that. But when it gets to the real nitty-gritty of helping people awaken, well, that's not something that most people are much interested in. So there aren't a lot of people the loads, the multitudes of people that follow me. Anyway, I'm grateful for your kindness, and I'm grateful for your interest, and I hope I helped you, and please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful week. I'll see you next week here on these Aspire podcasts. Namaste.